This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. You know what's on our mind? It's a lot to do with the lawlessness that is happening at the southern border. And we have a go-to guy keeping us up to date on everything. There's a new story out now that the CBP One app, which you first heard about from Todd Benzman, author, by the way, of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Get that book. National Security Fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies told us about the CBP One app and its deceitful ploy to get illegal immigrants rather than crossing illegally.
Yeah.
Moved over to the...
First of all, these people's lives are so in danger and they're fleeing. How do they have phones to download apps and, you know, have all that going for them?
Well, yeah, we know that. But anyway, we know the game is up now. But now we have a report that the Mexican cartels have hacked the app and have something going there. So I want to talk about that and more with our friend Todd Benzman today on What's on Your Mind. Todd, welcome back. How are you?
Doing quite well. Thanks for having me again.
Our Governor Doug Burgum was down at the border yesterday greeting members of the North Dakota National Guard who are helping to provide some semblance of law and order at the border. And it reminds me that, again, thanks to some good states who realize we're all border states right now, that there is a great deal of National Guard down there. How are they helping the effort, Todd?
Right. Well, remember, Governor Greg Abbott has unfurled a very aggressive plan of fortifications down on the Texas border, especially in the hot spots around Del Rio, Texas, kind of in the middle down there and in the Rio Grande Valley, that really centers around what they call Operation Hold the Line, which entails, you know, stringing barbed wire on the riverbank and then physically blocking immigrants as they try to come up behind the barbed wire. And it's working, but it's manpower, you know, labor intensive. You have to have National Guardsmen. You have to have troopers. You got to have a lot of people who are willing to follow the immigrants as they traverse the barbed wire to make sure that they don't get up the riverbank. That's what's going on in Texas, and you just have to have as much help as possible. I think they've got commitments from at least a dozen other states to come down and lend a helping hand with Hold the Line, keeping them down in the river, not letting them up the riverbank. Which, by the way, if they do manage to get up the riverbank and past the Texans and their helpers and into the hands of Biden's Border Patrol, they get let into the country forever within 48 hours. So there's this whole game going on down there where Texas is trying to block them and they're trying to find Border Patrol. the immigrants. I want to
come back to that in a minute. To finish on Governor Abbott, at some point, I believe it's been at least a year now, he announced that he was going to build the wall, that Texas would build the wall. Where is that at?
Well, they put up about 15 miles of that. There is, and it looks just like the Trump wall. It's Trump wall. They can only put it up on private land with permission, because most of the river frontage property is privately held. Some ranchers don't want the wall there. And so that's still going up, and they have barbed wire going up, regardless, even on private land of landowners that don't want the barbed wire for Operation Hold the Line. So it's still going up. They plan to keep building that wall. They just got $5 billion appropriated from the state legislature, so there's money in the kitty, and so that'll be going on. You'll see that as well.
So they've got a full court press going on there. You believe doing as much as they possibly could do in Texas?
Well, they're certainly doing far more than any other border state. I mean, look at Arizona with Governor Hobbs, and then you've got Newsom over in California, and you have a Democrat in the governor's seat in New Mexico. So those states are doing nothing. And I believe that as a result of what Texas is doing, you're seeing a massive surge of illegal immigrants crossing now in Arizona, because there's nobody over there on the other side opposing them, just Border Patrol, who are building these sort of field stations that are processing all of them right into the interior of the country forever. So Arizona is the number one hotspot right now. Even in August in the desert down there, it's hot. But it doesn't matter. The opportunity is just fantastic to these immigrants. And there's nobody blocking them there.
Yeah, unbelievable. Here's one area I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around. As much work is being done to stop illegal crossing, if we're giving them a Disney fast pass at the port of entry, does any of that matter? In other words, if I'm fantastic that the fortifications have gone up by the folks at the Texas that are doing what they're doing on the border. Applaud them. Fantastic. Glad they're doing it. Wish more border states were doing it. Couldn't agree with you anymore. But they've kind of gamed the system now, haven't they? I mean, the real fight's the app and the ports of entry, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Maybe as many as 100,000 a month are being brought in over the ports where you can't see them being brought in and flown into the interior of the country to interior airports from foreign airports. All of this is hidden. We don't even really know the numbers. They hide the numbers. I've got a lawsuit for those numbers. Hopefully, that'll turn them. We'll be able to make those public, but not right now. So, but we think about 100,000 a month are being brought in, 1 million a year that way. But that is troubled, because what we're seeing now is, as you know, there will always be demand. Demand will always outstrip those freebie permits that they're handing out. The more you hand those out, the more people are coming. And the longer the line is getting in Mexico, and the longer the line is, the longer the wait. So what we're seeing now is they're just peeling off the line and crossing. Now, I just mentioned they're battering against Texas, but they're coming in numbers that are 30% higher in July than they were in June illegally, because they're getting in. Just the same, the administration lets them in on notices to appear, papers on their personal recognizance to report in to, an ICE office at some point in the future, and they're getting on buses in 48 hours. So why wait for CBP-1 when you can just cross illegally and get in just the same? And so we're starting to see a really significant surge in Arizona and Texas. of people that are just peeling off the back of a line there. And I think we're going to just see a whole lot of that and maybe CBP.
Hold that thought, if you would, Todd. We're going to take a short break. Back with more after this on What's on Your Mind. I'm ahead of I'm ahead of time for once in my life. How about that? Not bad at all. Give me time to tell you about PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience awaits you today. Salisbury Steak awaits the 45th Street location, 9th Avenue Southwest of PetroServe USA. Sloppy Joe's in Glendon. Sweetie's Meatballs, MP Avenue. The Chili Cheese Hot Dog, 12th Avenue and I-29. Meatloaf or Cabbage Rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken Pot Pie in Harwood. And there's also chicken pot pie or a hot beef sandwich in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Don't forget Double Stamp Tuesday. Get your Lucky 7 Club card stamped not once, but twice. And while you're there, stock up on Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.99. My favorite Mike and Ike's and hot tamales in the big 28-ounce bags are only $4.59. It's a great deal. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. More with Todd Benzman, talking the border after this.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Eagles do the work. I hate when the clicker doesn't click. I'm clicking. And then it clicked.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. I'm Scott Hanna and Kevin Flynn here. We're chatting with Todd Benzman, Center for Immigration Studies, author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History, and America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. Most of the media has moved on from the border. We have not. That's why we regularly have conversations with Todd Benzman on the very latest. So if I'm to summarize your last comments, essentially the shift came from illegal crossings to ports of entry. And now, because the lines are so long, you see the ports of entry splitting, I guess, and back to some more illegal crossings. So we're gonna go back to the movie we've seen before. Is that what you're saying?
We've seen that. Even the Washington Post last week acknowledged what was happening, where they, you know, got a hold of some preliminary numbers for July. They're not out yet. That showed a 30% increase in illegal crossing apprehensions. That's all going to be Arizona and Texas, where I was reporting that about 6 or 8 weeks ago. It was already happening. You could see it. I was interviewing families on the ground who were had been in the CBP One app line and said, never mind, and crossed and got papers immediately and were on getting on buses to the interior. The administration told the public, told all of us that they weren't going to let any of that kind of thing happen, that they were going to really kind of bring down the hammer on illegal immigrants who crossed. They were going to ship them back to their home countries under Title VIII. They were going to put five-year bans on them ever coming in, and they were going to do all these, you know, really Trumpian tough things and lawsuits against the Biden administration over this. But it turns out that they're not doing any of those harsh measures at all. They're just letting them in like they always did. So none of that was true, it turns out. None of it.
So
they're crossing. That's why they're crossing.
Right, I get it. So what I'm getting at some point is the CBP One app a process going to fizzle, do you believe, and we'll go back to more of the illegal crossings, or what's the future hold?
Well, I think the administration is going to try to keep expanding it so that they can take in more faster. That's their policy right now. It seems like every month or so they raise the cap. They raise the number that they're bringing in. I think it's 1,450 a week per port of entry, and
wow.
Not that long ago it was 1,000. So they're, you know, by almost 50%, they've already raised it, and that all has to do with their ability to staff administratively people that need to the positions that administer this program. So the more people they bring in, but I'm not sure that they can keep up with demand. We see in the Darien Gap, which is the famous or infamous passage between Colombia and Panama, more people than ever recorded crossing through there to take advantage of one or the other, either CBP One or just crossing illegally. And 2023 is going to come in at about 300,000, the most ever to have crossed through the Darien Gap. And to give you an idea of that, the scale for, 20 years, the maybe under 10,000 people a year crossed, 7,000, 8,000, 6,000 a year. So that compared to 300,000 this year tells you that demand has never been greater through the roof of people because we're letting everybody in.
Yeah, exactly. We got the welcome wagon out. We're happy to do it.
Welcome wagons out. So
I saw a story in the Washington Examiner talking about how the cartels in Mexico are exploiting Biden's app and raking in profits. Talked about warning from an HHS whistleblower who came forward in April. Said it could be argued that the U.S. government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation that is run by bad actors seeking to profit off of the lives of children. What's going on here? How are they exploiting the app?
I'll be honest, I'm not that familiar with the story. My understanding is that, there's a wait for the app, and I guess the cartels have maybe figured out a scheme to fast-track people and who are willing to pay through to the front of the line. I'm not sure how that works, except it probably has something to do with the Mexican government, which does control some aspects of the flow on their side of the line. But I'm not really 100% sure of how that works, but CBP one has been plagued by corruption from the start. I reported on a corruption with CBP one in November of 2022 when I went to Tijuana and was hanging around in the camps down there, the CBP one camps. And, the officials of Tijuana were starting to charge, 10,000 pesos a person to get it to the front of the line, the way things were structured back then. And, things like this are always going to be plagued by corruption over on the Mexican side.
There's an 18-state coalition that has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration over the they call it the Circumvention of Lawful Pathways Rule, which created the app. Drew Wrigley, the North Dakota Attorney General, said, rather than enforcing our border security laws, the federal government is encouraging illegal aliens to schedule their entry into this country through a phone app, after which they predictably disperse around the country without any meaningful oversight. Once again, it inappropriately falls to the states to seek enforcement of immigration laws that the federal government is choosing to ignore. This was filed, I think, early June. Any update on when that's going to be heard? I mean, that could be a little ray of sunshine in the middle of this mess, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there is litigation pending by a number of states that are challenging the underlying legality of CBP-1, which is the parole authority that's provided by the Immigration and Naturalization Act. The parole is not the kind of parole that you and I normally think, like, oh, you're in prison and you get paroled out. It's a benefit that is supposed to be bestowed for, some overriding humanitarian purpose on a case-by-case basis or some, usually it's for, we're going to let you in for a week to testify at one of our trials and then you got to go back. Or, your leg is like, you're in a traffic accident or you got shot in Mexico and managed to crawl up the riverbank. We're going to let you in to get medical treatment, and then you got to go back. Maybe three or five of those a year, but they're using it on millions of people all
the time. Of course they are. Unbelievable. Todd, keep up the great work. Really appreciate all you're doing, following it very closely, and you've kept our listeners well ahead of the curve here while the rest of the media ignores it. Thanks and take care.
Anytime. Thank you.
What are the Abraham Accords? When we come back. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's legal team trying to block a request for a protective order in his election interference case. Crews working to restore power across some areas of the eastern U.S. after severe storms took aim at that region. At least two people were killed. More than a million people lost power. The polls open today as Ohio holds a special election that is getting national attention. There's only one issue on the ballot. It's a measure that, if approved, would require future state constitutional amendments to get support from 60% of voters in order to pass, as opposed to the current simple majority. Thousands of Los Angeles City workers will be off the job today as they launch the first citywide workers' strike in 15 years. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside.
Oh, the Sultan. The Sultan of Swing. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Coming in out of the rain.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Glad to have you along for the ride here today. I want to tell you a little bit about Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Have you seen those ads that are running now where Mike is in front of the whole team from MyPillow? They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. They're just those people behind Mike are the reason we support MyPillow. I mean, the jobs that are created by Mike Lindell, despite the fact that, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond, aren't they broke? Did they go under? Mm-mm. So let's see, they canceled MyPillow, and then they went broke, huh, Kev?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if there's any connection to
that.
Craziness.
Yeah, it's
amazing how that is. But the big box stores, of course, canceled Mike Lindell.
Yeah, and a lot of them, you know what, and a credit to, a lot of them came back. You know, a lot of them realized that what they did was ridiculous and came back to the brand and, you know, and what Mike's mission is. So
what they were doing, yeah, was attacking his free,
yeah,
speech.
So yeah, exactly.
We're back to the start of the program today, talking about how literally free speech is under attack. Mike Lindell has a firm belief that there were enough irregularities, fraud, cheating, you know, you name it, and has spent the last, well, since the day before the election ended, he's been working on this to get this, what was done with all the COVID rules and everything. But that's his right. He's an American that has an opinion.
God bless him.
Instead, he gets, you know, canceled because of what he says.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Anyway, my point is this. The employees are the reason we support MyPillow. Mike will be fine. And we certainly want to support him. But he asked for the support not for him, but for those employees that are day in doing that. And when big box stores cancel you, guess what? You have a ripple effect, and that impacts his entire team. So the products are many. You've heard me talk about them. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, you name it. They've got it. Mattress toppers, mattresses, we love them all. Set a thumbs up, Kev?
Double thumbs up.
A double thumbs up. Right there.
And my foster dog, Finn, loves his MyPillow pet bed. Loves it.
You have a foster dog, Finn?
Yeah. Our neighbors, our besties, we're like the foster dog parents to Finnegan. Finn,
we
for short.
We have a Finn in our.
I know you do. I know you do, yep.
Couple of Finns.
I love Finn.
And they too.
I love all our Finns.
They too love their pet beds. So, great point. And By the way, Mike Lindell has an event coming up August 16th, 17th, called the Election Summit, The Plan Revealed. It'll be here before you know it. LindellEvent.com, LindellEvent.com is the website. You go there, you put in your email address so you can get a free gift worth $20 right now and access to the live event, and use the promo code SCOTT. That's what the, you need the promo code SCOTT to get the free gift worth $20 now and access to the event. That's all
right, I got it. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be glued to it. It's on my birthday weekend. So, yeah, on my birthday. You know, and that that hacker deal that's coming up in Vegas, I'm watching that, too, because they're going to be doing some hacking some machines out there, I guess. So, HackerCon or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, Mike has really talked about this process in the way of it being a beacon of hope. Being
right.
A beacon of hope. You know?
Amen.
And talked about how in August of last year he was literally praying for a solution to fix the integrity of the elections. And, you know, all the everyday normal people that spend time, energy, and millions of dollars to get the data and the information and to prove this out, this is all part of the plan. It will come out. LindellEvent.com. And don't forget MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Our next guest is Aria Lightstone, former special envoy for economic normalization for the Abraham Accords. Worked closely with Jared Kushner to make the Abraham Accords more than a piece of paper. Aria, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I hear a lot about the Abraham Accords from Donald Trump, both back when it happened and from many people who supported the effort. But I don't know that there's a lot of mainstream understanding of what the Abraham Accords is all about. Would you start with the basics for us?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. There's not an understanding. It happened in the depths of COVID. It was August 13th, 2020, the midst of a re-election, COVID, all of these things. And Middle East peace was breaking out. The U.S., under President Trump, Jared Kushner, Mike Pompeo, David Friedman, brokered peace in between Israel, our number one ally in the region, perhaps the world, and the United Arab Emirates, and then the Kingdom of Bahrain, and then Sudan, and then Kosovo, and then Morocco, in 123 days, five unprecedented peace treaties that changed the way the Middle East can and should be, and then came to an immediate glaring halt with President Biden's administration.
What was the hardest lift in getting that done?
I think the lift was changing what the experts say. If you remember, John Kerry was the previous Secretary of State in December of 2016. One of his last actions as a Secretary of State, he was asked at a think tank, is there a possibility that Israel will make peace with Arab nations before making peace with the Palestinians? And he answered emphatically, no, no, no. So the question was, could the experts be right, or is it possible that the, quote, amateurs, Donald Trump, David Friedman, Jared Kushner, Mike Pompeo, come in and do something productive? And it was convincing the bureaucracy of the United States of America that that which had been done beforehand was not working and didn't need to be repeated. Let's try something new. And what was new and refreshing was, we're a superpower. We're going to act like a superpower. We're going to stand with our allies, and the rest of the world will notice. And that began with the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, the moving of our embassy to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, and war didn't break out from that chaos and disruption like all the experts predicted, but rather peace came from those actions.
What makes this historic?
Well, the Middle East is always a place of contention, sometimes chaos, and it's an important one. Israel's important because it shares our values, because it's a democracy, because Judeo-Christianity comes from there. That which the United States of America is fundamentally based upon emanates from Israel. But it's also the hub of energy and capital in the world today. So therefore, the Middle East either will be under the influence of the United States of America or our adversary, China. What wound up happening in the last 3 years, the only deal that's been brokered was that in between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and that was brokered by China. That put the U.S. at a major disadvantage, continues to put us at a major disadvantage.
What do the parties to the Abraham Accords commit to in this?
Well, what they commit to is that they're going to build a Middle East predicated on the future instead of the hindrances of the past. again, how many young men and young women have we sent to the Middle East to clean up other people's messes? And you have the leadership of the United States of America, the leadership of Israel, the leadership of the United Arab Emirates, who says, we're going to fight over the economy and commerce and not over religion and ideology. It's a radically new way to look at the Middle East and incredibly beneficial for all of their citizens and ultimately for America.
By the way, this is an accomplishment that belongs high up on the list of accomplishments of the Trump administration, and very often is not messaged, not mentioned, rather, going back to our original conversation. But this was a Herculean effort, wasn't it?
It was Herculean because it involved the United States of America doing something that it hadn't done beforehand. But now that it's been set up in this direction, the entire lexicon of the Middle East has changed from will there be peace to when will there be peace. And that pivot was led by Trump and Kushner and Friedman. And that's an incredible thing. All that needs to happen with the United States of America is to continue on that path. Instead, because of politics, we've dismissed good policy.
Yeah, think about that paradigm shift. Not if peace will be made with Israel, but when peace will be made with Israel. Why do you believe that the work of President Trump and this team, yourself included, Jared Kushner, was so widely dismissed? Why do we hear so little about it?
Well, I think one can make the argument that if President Trump was in charge of curing cancer, that he would be blamed for ruining population control in the world. So there is a sense of anything he does has to be evil. But the second piece is look just paradigmatically of who won from the Abraham Accords. Bibi Netanyahu was the prime minister of Israel. He's portrayed as a villain in most of the U.S. mainstream media. MBZ, the president of the United Arab Emirates, is also portrayed as a vicious autocrat instead of an enlightened monarch leading his people forward. And so when the media is predetermined who the winners are and the losers are, they also have to determine that, A, it's not such a big deal. And in the U.S. media, the darlings are the Palestinians. And what's wound up happening is the Palestinians who are focused on 50 years ago instead of 50 years in the future are at the end of the day sitting on the sidelines while a new Middle East is being created. And that rankles both the expert class and the media. And so, therefore, there's not going to be credit. Any other president at any other point in time would be buffing their Nobel Prize today for that which President Trump accomplished.
REA Lightstone is with us, a former special envoy for economic normalization for the Abraham Accords. The three-year anniversary of this historic effort is coming up on Sunday, so that's why we're talking about today. Just to, again, you hear about it from time to time as an accomplishment, but I don't think the breadth of this is anywhere near as front and center as it should be. Last question on one of those villains you mentioned, Netanyahu. He's trying right now to reform the Supreme Court. What is he trying to do? What is the practical outcome of what he would achieve with this?
A practical outcome is an interesting question. I think he's trying to actually restore democracy to the state of Israel. The challenge is he didn't message this well, and the media has already framed this as he's trying to take away democracy. If you were to wake up any leader from the right to the left of Israel and throw water on them in the middle of the night and say, does the judiciary need reforming? They would all answer yes, uniformly. Now, how the judiciary is reformed and when is it reformed, that's a separate question. But the Supreme Court has been a entity that chooses its own judges and chooses its own laws and chooses who has standing and who doesn't have standing. And what the judiciary reform is trying to do is to say, you know, you have to legislate based upon laws, not based upon feelings. So we're going to create some guardrails for the Supreme Court. And that's what the judiciary reform is trying to do.
Seems to make sense. But Netanyahu very much Trump-like in that no matter what he does, they twist it into something bad. Fascinating. REA, thank you for the time today. Appreciate the update. Congratulations again on your good work. You bet. Take care.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today by Capstone Classical Academy. They have a special invite for you to an evening with the president of Hillsdale College, the renowned Dr. Larry Arn. You can join an evening of celebration, thought, and giving. I'm so looking forward to this. This is one of those bucket fill events. Wednesday, August 30th, 5 p.m. the reception starts, and the dinner and program at 6 in the Grand Ballroom of Delta Hotel by Marriott. You will not want to miss this opportunity to hear from one of the nation's acclaimed voices on learning, character, faith, and freedom. Reserve a table or tickets at Capstone Classical Economy, I'm sorry, CapstoneClassical.com. for Dr. Larry Arnn in Fargo, Wednesday, August 30th, Capstone Classical Academy. Going to be fun. Ben in Rolog wants to weigh in here. We have just a few minutes to get the rest of the text in here. Any calls? 701-271-1100 to call us. 701-237-1590 to text us or email anytime, studio@flagfamily.com. Ben, what's on your mind?
Okay, Scott, I'm going to throw something at you. You're going to think it's crazier and the day is long, but I'm going to do it anyway. The Abrahamic Accord was signed in January, like 27th of 2000, was it one or 2020, whatever.
It's 3-year anniversary
now
on Sunday.
Signed that. Yeah. Okay. Up till then, anything and everything that the Democrats threw at Donald Trump didn't stick. Okay. He signs the Abrahamic Accord. The very next day, Fauci becomes a household word. He gets impeached twice in that year. Everything falls apart. And you ask why. That's supposed to have been such a good deal. But if you look at the Abrahamic Accord, the end result was they had to give up Judea, Samaria, and half of Jerusalem. That's land that God gave to the Jews, whether we like it or not. He gave it to them thousands of years ago. Well, by that Abrahamic Accord, it was going to give them up in a matter of 3-4 years. And to give a little proof of that, Donald Trump could not be touched. After that, everything went to pot. And who else signed it? The Bibi Netanyahu? Guess who? Two people were out of office. And, yeah, he got beat by corruption, but God let him get beat because of he was willing to give the land to the Arabs.
So you're making the argument that this is an example of Netanyahu and Trump losing favor because of this decision.
Right, because they were willing to give up the land, and they twisted Bibi's arm to do it. It wasn't Bibi's idea because he had ran on taking Judea and Samaria into the land just like he did the Golan Heights. But Donald Trump, up till that time, was the greatest thing the Jews had seen ever. But that's the one mistake, and if you go at the day afterwards, his presidency went into the garbage.
Yeah, some would equate that to COVID, right? And that whole era, and of course,
but the whole COVID thing came up everything, and up till then, nothing was happening. He signed that accord, and everything went to pop.
Interesting theory.
But you won't
Ben.
Hear that one every day.
No, you won't. But I'm glad you're doing.
Hey, you keep doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it very much. Call again, 701-271-1100. Texter says, this is for you, Kev. I have a cat named Finny because she has an infinity symbol on her nose. We picked her up in Grafton at an abandoned house and brought her out to Williston. When I'm mad at her, I call her Grafton.
That's awesome.
We have a picture of the cat right here on the program. Yes. Thank you for sharing.
That conversation has got me getting up to speed on the Abraham Accords. And you know how Bahrain and came into the deal on it, and yeah, it's widely acclaimed,
but he's got an interesting point.
Well, I think what it comes down to is diplomatic relations between very much different ideologies, and when you put Israel with the United Arab, the UAE and Bahrain, and the rest of them over there, Sudan. I mean, it's tough to get any kind of relations going. So this at least gets that started, as near as my interpretation can tell.
Texter says, the continual search for knowledge is the highest form of wisdom. Great point. And something that's sadly missing. Another, the lawlessness of the Democratic Party, whether it be Keith Ellison in Minnesota, the Biden administration, you name any Democratic organization, the lawlessness is breathtaking. We cannot work with these individuals who keep saying we're going to fix immigration, we're going to fix this, we're going to fix that, and then turn right around and do whatever they want, irregardless of the laws. If Governor Burgum really wants to make a change, I would suggest that he run for GOP chair, national chair, to get all of these states, GOP organizations dialed in to get true conservative, God-fearing, flag-waving conservatives into positions that can truly affect change in this country. I'm a 22-year-old National Guard vet. I'm a farmer. I've worked in schools. I'm just sick of one side or the other telling everybody what they want to hear, and it's playing patty cake once they get to Washington.
Very Bingo.
Yeah.
Nicely said.
Said a lot. And a little bit of time. God bless. See you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.